Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Award-winning author John Neufeld will hold the 5th Salisbury, Connecticut Writers Class Your Way. The 6 classes will begin at 11 at St. John's Church on 12 Main Street in Salisbury. Each meeting will last only an hour and a half. Alternately, classes could be held on Mondays beginning September 10th at the same time. For more information, contact 860-397-5343. Class size is limited. Celebrate Riverwalk. Rachel Fletcher and 30 years of community activism. The Housatonic Riverwalk takes place 5 till 7 p.m. Complimentary light fare, cash bar at Chrissy Farm, Stockbridge Road in Great Barrington. Bread and Puppet Theater Company returns to Bard College at Simon's Rock at 5:30 this year. The Grasshopper Rebellion Circus to Life, featuring giant dwarfs and celestial grasshoppers. It's an outdoor performance that will be on the back lawn of the Daniel Arts Center. Admission is free, and Bread and Puppet's traditional bread and aioli will be served after all shows. More information, you can call 413-528-7400. Housatonic Valley Regional High School announces its annual open house will be held at 6:45 in the Henry Burgess Auditorium. Parents will follow their child's schedule, meet with members of the faculty, staff, and administration, and receive an overview of each class's content and expectations. They'll also learn about the high school's co-curricular offerings, student activities, and social service groups at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. The Jack Keefe Memorial Law Enforcement 4-Ball Golf Scramble is happening Friday, September 14th, with a rain date of October the 6th. Entry fee of $85 per player includes green fees, cart prizes, clothespin, beverage card, and much, much more. For more information, 824-0660. You can gather to celebrate music, friendship, legacies, and many years of making music. Carolyn Payton will be turning 86 this year, and to mark that special occasion and to recognize the contributions folk legacy has made to folk music over the last 50 years, you're invited to sing and celebrate with them this weekend. Registration is open for the weekend. Register soon as they need to give final numbers to the camp in mid-August. Friday, September 14th through Sunday the 16th at the Silver Lake Conference Center and Summer Camp Low Road in Sharon, Connecticut. Registration and more information at folklegacyweekend.com. Community Day is happening on Saturday, September 15th from 9 till noon, Salisbury Bank and Trust Sharon Branch. Now at Community Day, there's a free shred event and a food drive from 9 till noon at the Sharon Branch located at 5 Gay Street in Sharon. The Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response, in partnership with Dutchess County Amateur Radio Emergency Service and Amateur Civil Emergency Services, will host a meeting on Saturday, September 15th at 9 a.m. at the Dutchess County Department of Emergency Response on Creek Road in Poughkeepsie. It'll include a discussion on presentation on amateur radio capabilities that exist during emergencies within Dutchess County in preparation for the American Radio Relay simulated emergency test scheduled for October. That test is designed to assess the skills and preparedness of the ARES, RACES, and key government and service organizations involved with emergency and disaster response. No registration is required to attend the meeting. For more information on the Dutchess County ARES and RACES, contact the ARRL Emergency Coordinator, RACES Radio Officer, Dutchess County, Adam Nowick, Jr. at 845-849-3666. The Stamford Grange will sponsor a craft, antique, and artisan fair on Saturday, September 15th from 9 till 3 at the Stamford Grange Hall. 6th Annual Norfolk Community Classic Car Show at the Yale Music Shed Parking Grounds, Mountain Road in Norfolk, Connecticut, will happen on the 15th from 11 until 3. It's a fun day for community involvement, and it's always a huge draw for people coming into town. A series of monthly art studio tours throughout Central and South Berkshire County continues on Saturday from 11 till 5 p.m. 33 artists will open their studios in 15 locations, including Dalton, Pittsfield, Richmond, Lenox, West Stockbridge, Beckett, Stockbridge, Great Barrington, and South Egremont. A brochure map of the studios is available at various theaters, hotels, and bed and breakfasts throughout the county or online at berkshireartist.com. www.kentmemorialtv.org. Kent Memorial Library will offer a look back at television news through the eyes of a local resident who experienced it, as well as discussions of the present day. The evolution of television news as I lived it will be offered by Rick Levy of Kent, September 15th at 2 p.m., offering a review session of television news from Edward Murrow to Walter Conkright to Sean Hannity and Laura Ingram. He'll also offer a discussion how America has gotten to present day and what the future might hold. Registration is requested at 860-927-3761 or stopping by in person or the Kent Library at kentmemoriallibrary.org. Forest, Field, and Water, a view of the Hotchkiss landscape presented September 8th through October 21st. The reception for opening will be this 15th. It'll run from 4 until 6 p.m. There'll be a bird walk September 23rd from 9 a.m. and a poetry reading on October 2nd with Hotchkiss students. More information at hotchkiss.org/arts. Kent Republicans offering a pig roast dinner on September 15th at 4 p.m. under the pavilion at Kent Commerce at Swiss Lane. The cost $15 per person. The Sandersfield Arts Center is hosting the town poet laureate Val Coleman for a talk on Abraham Lincoln and the American Constitution on September 15th at 4 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at sandersfieldartscenter.org or at the door. Songwriter Showcase is being hosted by Lance Middlebrook, taking place on a Saturday at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Hear the stories behind the music with local musicians Chris Shampkin, Nancy Johnson, Larry Stone, and Chris Jones. They're performing original songs and telling some of the stories that inspired them. The doors open at 7. A $5 donation is asked at the door. Refreshments will be available. Armenia Lions Club Community Classic Car Show at Maplebrook School, with proceeds benefiting the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation on Sunday, September 16th, 10 until 2:30, rain or shine. Music, great food, and a bounce house, also collecting used cell phones for donation to women's shelters. This is fun for the whole family. You're invited to join in. The Tri-State Mopar Club, in conjunction with Bogey's Restaurant on Route 7 in Great Barrington, presenting a car show on Sunday the 16th. All makes and models welcome. Show off your vehicle for only $10. Trophies will be awarded, along with door prizes. More information, tristatemoparclub.com. On Sunday, at the Couch Pipe VFW post in North Canaan, a spaghetti dinner is being held to benefit the Housatonic Valley Regional High School girls soccer team. That dinner starts at 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 27.86 to 25,998.92. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,954.23 and the S&P 500 at 2,888.92. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.